Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Go there and find Doug Barry. Type Doug Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Type his name into my search engine and you'll find the things. If you want to know how to export with your small business, how to grow your customer base and help protect yourself against slowdowns in the United States economy. I've seen this happen before. I've seen companies do this. Go to my website, type in Doug Barry's name, and go back and listen to the things that he's taught us about how to grow your business internationally. Great body of work that he's deposited with us at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, export.gov, right, Doug?
That's right. Export.gov is our website. Go there, and you'll find a treasure trove of things.
You got some new stuff, haven't you?
Some new stuff? Yes. In fact, the Basic Guide to Exporting book that we published a couple of years ago,
right,
coming out with a new edition. The first edition is completely sold out, 25,000 copies.
Wow.
Gone.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And so another 25,000 are coming off the presses at the end of August and will be available through Amazon.com, the government printing office, and for the first time, an e-book version of it.
Wow. That's a good idea.
So there's no reason not to have it.
Absolutely. And so so you can buy them right there. Can they link to them from your website over to Amazon to when they let you do that?
You can. Yeah. You will be able to do that. Plus, you will also be able to view the entire book on the website at the end of August. So if you want to read a few chapters, you can access it that way.
Okay.
And, you know, Jim, the business people told me, you know, a couple of years ago when I started the book project, they said, teach us how to export, and we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's happening, and
the book is
a sort of great resource for it.
Well, great. I'm proud of you guys for making that available, for getting it out there. And, folks, that's a great resource for you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have anything that can be, you know, even if you make meatloaf, you can quick freeze that meatloaf and ship it somewhere. I mean, if there's anything possible that you could sell, don't underestimate the way people can find you and will try to do business with you. They may rather buy something from you. Don't just think that exporting is only for the big companies, because it's not. Because Doug, the vast majority of exporters, not the highest percentage in total dollars, but the largest number of exporters in the country are small business owners, aren't they?
That's right. The largest, 87% of all exporters are small and medium-sized enterprises, and most of those are fewer than 10 employees.
Yeah, and isn't the total number of dollars exported somewhere around a third are small business? What is the number? I've forgotten.
About a third.
I was thinking 29-30% or something like that.
And don't forget, Jim, if you have a website, try a blog. Try writing one.
Mm-hmm.
You do one. And there are 50,000 blogs started every day around the world. And, you know, the reason I think blogs are important is that it's just another way to communicate the value of the business and the products that you have. Also give you a bit of a brand so that as foreign buyers are looking for suppliers, they'll find, it's another way to find you in the search engine. And the trick is to be able to do it a couple of times a week,
mm-hmm.
maybe 400 or 500 words. And there once you get into it, not that difficult.
Well, you know, another thing, if you don't want to do your own blog, you can go comment on other blogs.
That is true.
If other people have written about, like some of the big companies, if they've written about it, and that gives you the opportunity. You don't want to comment and make the whole comment about, you know, a commercial about your company, but you can artfully, you know, weave in your own, the links to your company. And if you're seen as a thought leader by commenting on someone else's blog post, then that attracts people to you.
It does, and you can also, I mean, we've talked about sort of reactive ways in which you can sell your products to an international buyer using your website, but there's also the proactive way in which you are looking for buyers for your product, And one great way to do it these days is to these social networking sites, mm-hmm. such as LinkedIn and
right.
Ning. And if you have an account there, it's another platform in which you can not only promote your product to potential buyers, but you can join these groups
right.
that more and more are taking
on a
community of certain people,
yep.
including buyers of things.
That's how business is going to be done in the future, more and more. Communities are taking over a large part of the direction of how people behave inside the communities, more so than other previous forces. Hey, Doug, export.gov is the website. Thanks for being here. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, with the U.S. Commercial Service. Doug, I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Take care, everybody.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.